This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I'm about to get lovey-dovey. I'm about to get just a little bit lovey-dovey. You know, you guys know that I have three significant men in my life, right? You guys know that. I mean, I talk about them all the time. They've been with me since day one. They support me through and through. They never judge me. They never judge me. And I mean, these three men have the patience of like a priest when it comes to all the stupid I do. And I never really, you know, express, I make fun of them a lot. You know, I give them crap. And I don't know what I would do without these men. You know, a lot of us women are like, oh, I could do it by myself. I can't. I need these guys. I really need these guys. And I can't imagine all these years going on throughout them. So, men, I'm not talking about my husband and kids. No. I'm talking about the producers and engineers at GCN. I'm talking about Manny, Brad, and Jason. Honestly, and I forgot Kyle. I got to tell you, these guys have supported me like the best sports bra I could have ever expected. I mean, figuratively. Have you guys ever run track or just tried to run and you had a crappy bra? And you were like, gosh, why can't I just get some more support? That is the only analogy I can think. Come on. Okay, I am allowed to get lovey-dovey. I am allowed to express my appreciation. I am. These guys at GCN, they have my back. They do. I think any one of them would take a USB port from me in a second. If my studio, God forbid, exploded, right? I sincerely think they would wait at least 5 minutes before they start selling my stuff on eBay. That's just the type of guys they are. They really, really, I think the feeling's mutual. I think they really care about me too. And it's really nice to know that we have this family. And in fact, you know, I could swear that Manny, Jason, and Brad were one day talking about having me come over for their Thanksgiving. I think they were like, you want to know what? I mean, Dahlia's family. She's like our sister. And then Kyle was probably like, oh, hell no. I cannot look at her eat meat. And they're like, well, you know, let's make a vegetarian Thanksgiving. Nah, I can't look at her eat vegetables. So, you know, Kyle and I kind of have this relationship where, oh, gosh, she's probably mad right now. Kyle and I have this relationship where we look like we can't stand each other, but deep down we know that we are best buddies. Just best buddies. And so I take it the reason why he doesn't want to see me eat meat is, you know, he wants me to keep my figure and not take on too much carbohydrates and, you know, fats and lipids. That's my guess. And he doesn't want to see me eat a vegetable because he knows, and this is what makes Kyle such a sweetie and so sensitive, he knows that I suffer from irritable bowel. And, you know, for these guys to care about my colon and intestine and my heart and my lipids and my coronary arteries to the disease that they, you know, to the degree that they do, I just don't know why I don't, you know, buy Christmas presents all the time. These guys are the bomb. And so, my husband and my kids just have to know that I have to share my life with these other men. And they are just amazing. So, there. Okay. Enough of the lovey-dovey. Now, yeah, I love my husband. Well, you know what? I owe my husband some kudos, too. Nobody ever wants to hear about it. Nobody ever wants to hear a radio host go, oh, I love my husband, or, oh, the sex is still good. No one wants to hear that, and you really won't hear that from me because I like honesty. You know, I love him, but, you know, yeah. On the second, we'll talk about that another time. But my husband is very, very good at making me feel safe. So I went to the movie this week at A Quiet Place. Did you guys go to Quiet Place, that movie? Oh, my gosh. Okay, first of all, I don't like horror films. Okay, this movie was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Flippin' nominal, this movie. But I don't like horror films. And I knew I was going to be scared because my little boy went with his friends. Then my big boy went with his friends. I'm like, okay, Mom, you're going to be scared. So it's okay, I'll go with Daddy. And they're like, well, which one? My daddy, Brock's daddy. I go, you all have the same daddy. It's the one that's living with us. You know, because every now and then I joke about the UPS guy. But, all right. So Corey goes, but you don't like horror films. And I go, but here's the thing. I like the guy from The Office. And I like Emily Blunt. And I guess Emily Blunt and John Krasinski are married. And by the way, John Krasinski, if you want to see him in a good movie, you got to see that 13 Hours movie on Benghazi. He was phenomenal. But I guess he's like producer and director, and already that movie earned $22 million from about 3,800 locations. And this Quiet Place, they believe, is going to probably bring in total $132 million. It bumped down Dwayne Johnson's Rampage. Dwayne Johnson's now in all these movies with buildings falling and, you know, him all getting all sweaty and muscular. So I'm definitely going to see that just because I like Dwayne Johnson. I like watching him shirtless. But in terms of, you know, a movie where you're, like, really thinking and you're crying and you're, that was really, really good. Now, you get scared. And you get scared because a lot of the movie is quiet. That's why it's called A Quiet Place. Now, I don't like quiet places. I've hated quiet places. You know, like, even in my studio. If I'm sitting alone in my studio, it sounds like this. Yeah, that freaks me out. I do not like the quiet. I like there to be noise all around, and, you know, it just, but I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And libraries. You will never see me caught dead in a library. Sometimes I forget myself. Like, oh, hey, Scott, what's going on, man? Are you studying? Are you really studying? I've never seen you study in my life. Shh. I hate it when somebody tells me shh. I hate that. So I don't like to go. I mean, you know, you're constantly assaulted in a library with the shh. That's very assaulting to me. I don't like it. Libraries scare me. So if you guys need a good movie, go see A Quiet Place. Very, very cool. All right. When we come back, we'll talk about this Waffle House shooter that was running around naked. And he's still on the loose. Very loose. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so it's turned kind of serious. Travis Rankin, 29 years old, has been on the run and is wanted by police after he opened fire with an AR-15, fatally shooting four and injuring several others on Sunday at a Waffle House. He was, I guess, running around naked. And we are being told that he thinks Taylor Swift is stalking him and harassing him. Now, his family's home in Morton, Illinois, has been surrounded by FBI, and his family members reveal that Rankin has suffered serious delusions where Taylor Swift was stalking and harassing him. Isn't this crazy how these people just fixate on a star and then think that they, you know, and let me just stop for a second. Let's say I believed that Michael Fassbender was fixated on me, and Michael Fassbender, let's say, was stalking me. I would be happy about it. I mean, I would be, all right, I would just sit at home and wait for Michael Fassbender to look through my window and I'd invite him in for a cup of tea. I mean, I don't understand why, if you think Taylor Swift is stalking you, you need to go around and kill people. Again, we're not dealing with logic. Now, from what we understand, this Rankin kid had several run-ins with police in Illinois before he moved to Nashville. He had a run-in in Washington, D.C. in 2017 when he tried to scale a fence near the White House. His family says he has delusions dating as far back as 2014. So what are delusions? Delusions are escapes from reality, thinking something is real when it's not. The family revealed that an incident from May 2016, he believed Swift was stalking him. Relatives called emergency services to the scene, thinking that he was going to kill himself. In that incident, Rankin told Tazewell County Police that Swift was following him and wanted to meet him at a nearby Dairy Queen. When he went there, he claimed that Swift yelled at him from across the street, then ran away. He chased her in an attempt to get her to stop harassing him. He followed Swift, supposedly, up one side of the building and onto its roof, but when he reached the top, the singer was gone. He was taken to a local hospital for an evaluation against his will. He's had at least five run-ins with Illinois police before he moved to Nashville, Tennessee. And Nashville, Tennessee is where Swift started her musical career. Now, I got some things to say on this, but let me finish, because it looks like there's been some recent gunfire. They might have found him. Though, going along this timeline, in July 2017, Rankin, if I pronounce his name right, was arrested when he tried to enter White House grounds. I think I remember that. Court records show he approached Secret Service agents saying he wanted to speak to the president. He refused to leave and tried to pass a security barrier saying, do what you need to, arrest me if you have to. So he was given 32 hours of community service to complete by the D.C. Superior Court and warned to stay away from the White House. His case was dropped in November after a judge determined that he did complete the diversion program. And his White House trespass did not break into the press. Not sure what that means. So, after this D.C. incident, the FBI coordinated with Illinois State Police and Tazewell to revoke his gun license. So his gun license was revoked. He had a carry permit in Illinois and willingly gave up the four weapons he legally owned. The guns were eventually returned to his father, who has since confessed to giving them back to his son. As police search for Rankin, because he's still on the loose, investigators look for a motive. Now, what ended up happening, very interesting, is a bystander at the Waffle House helped stop Travis from shooting more. So there's a hero, James Shaw. He said that he cried at least four times Sunday after the tragic morning where he wrestled the gun away from the shooter. This shooting at the Waffle House by Rankin left four dead and injured numerous others. This guy, who apparently was able to save numerous lives, he was in a green jacket. Oh, the other guy was in a green jacket. He opened fire with an AR-15 rifle at 3:25 a.m. This was at the Antioch Waffle House on Murfreesboro Pike. And I guess Shaw rushed the gunman, grabbed the gun's barrel, pulled it away, threw it over the Waffle House counter. He suffered a gunshot wound and burns from grabbing the gun's barrel. He says, look, I don't feel like being a hero. I was just trying to stay alive. It feels selfish. I was just trying to get myself out. I saw the opportunity and pretty much took it. But he saved others. So his friend, Brennan McMurray, 28 years old, a longtime friend of Shaw's, was with him at the Waffle House. Now, Shaw Jr. does have a 4-year-old daughter named Brooklyn. Thank God he lived through this. And he's a Nashville native. All right, so where are we now? Well, we are hearing that gunfire has erupted. This is the latest from New York Post. Multiple gunshots were heard today as police on the hunt. As police have been on the hunt for the suspect of the deadly Waffle House shooting, combed an area behind the church in Antioch, and local and federal law enforcement are searching currently for this Travis Rankin. And they say here that ATF agents with guns drawn searched woods behind the church. The church was also a site of a mass shooting in September.
and I believe that's the same church. This was about 9:50 a.m. today, and about 20 minutes later, multiple bursts of rapid gunfire reverberated around the area. SWAT pulled out of the church parking lot, spread out. I don't believe they have them yet, but my guess is it should be hopefully any minute now. It looks like they're closing in, so we'll keep you guys posted. That was as of 5 minutes ago from the New York Post. So, you know, this guy that comes in naked, as soon as I heard he was naked, that makes me think of Flacca or K2 or Spice or these synthetic drugs that make people go completely crazy. And, you know, when I hear somebody running around naked and paranoid and violent, I think of Spice, or I think of these synthetic marijuanas, these bath salts that people will, or these synthetic drugs and bath salts that people will use, crush, inject, snort, whatever. And the body doesn't know what to do with these chemicals. And so sometimes they feel hot, they take off their clothes, or they feel like the clothes are stifling them, or they go back to their animalistic roots. And they're running around like an animal. And animals don't like clothes. How many of you guys dress up your little kitty cat or your little dog, right? They don't like clothes. I do all the time. I'm like, oh, you know, we got, you know, a little girl cat, a little girl dog. And they both lie there like they're, you know, at the gynecology office. They just lie there, spread eagle, and they just sit there. And I'm like, look, this is a family establishment. Could you please put on some panties? So I'll find some underwear that I could put on them. And they don't like to wear underwear. They just want to lie there, letting everybody. And then the cat wonders why the dog keeps trying to jump, or the cat wonders why the male cat jumps her, and the dog wonders why the male dog jumps her. I go, because you guys are just lying there, and it's ridiculous. Can you please cover up? Or I'll put a blanket on them. I just keep, you know, can we please keep everything, you know, rated G around here? And they don't. They're just little hoochie mamas, and there's not much we can do. But whenever you see a person running around naked, you need to think that they are right now in animal mode. And animals will leap, they'll pounce, they'll bite, they'll attack. And they're going to be very difficult to reason with. And so them taking off their clothes is a sign for us to know that something is seriously wrong. Now, a lot of times what we do is we want to go up to them. So we go, wait a second, well, they're naked. So there's no weapon. It's great. When they're naked, there's no weapon. So you feel, you know, safer. The problem is don't be. Because now they have more of a adrenaline rush. If they're in animal mode, you know, they may, you know, fight you like a, you know, like a panther or like a lion. And so you, whenever you see someone running around naked, you call the police. You can maybe follow at a safe distance. But I would not get up in the naked person's face. I would not do that. And you don't know what they're taking. And they could be high. You know, we talk about these moms who are able to lift a car, right? You've heard of these superhero cases where a mom has to jump in and save a life and has to, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, this mom's able to do it. I believe these things happen. Unfortunately, when you have somebody in the animal state, and they're thinking, I am going to tear this person up, they may have that ability to do it. And you won't be ready for that because you're expecting someone to put up their dukes or someone to maybe just backhand you. And you just don't know. If you've never been in a fight with a bear or a lion or a, I don't know, bucking bronco, whatever, you have got to, or a bull, right, you have got to assume the worst. And so this guy, though, which was rare, actually had a gun. And so, good for the one that saved multiple lives, you know, being able to jump in and do that. So that was incredible. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't know if you guys seen this picture. A man has been able to cheat death after he was stabbed in the skull with a key. It looks like a car key, one of those big car keys. Apparently, this happened during a fight. 19-year-old, being reported by Fox News, was rushed to the hospital with the key wedged nearly 2 inches into his head. He had to have surgery for 3.5 hours.
The neurosurgeon who operated said this young man could have died if he had suffered internal bleeding. On April 18th at around 11 a.m., a brawl at his village. The teenager was assaulted by someone and a motorcycle key, got lodged deep into his skull. That's according to Dr. Shalendra Utamro Marquette. He operated on the team. Excuse me. He said he was brought to my outpatient department at about 3:30 p.m., and after seeing the scan report, we started the surgery at 6:30 p.m. on the same day. He was at Anand Rishi Hospital. Trying to figure out where this happened. I apologize. They don't say. I know I should know where all these hospitals are. My guess is it's in India. Okay. And he had craniotomy surgery, where a bone flap is removed so the brain can be accessed. Then it was performed to remove the key. He was discharged 3 days after the incident and is said to be making a great recovery. Surgery lasted 3.5 hours. They opened part of his skull, removed the lodge key. The victim is since recovered and is doing fine. Was discharged April 21. And this happened in the Godegaon village in Ahmednagar district in Maharashtra, India. Now, I cannot implore or emphasize enough. If somebody gets stabbed with something near you, do not, for the love of the Lord, rip it out. Do not do that, okay? If there is a knife or if there is a key, you leave it in place. I know it seems to be counterintuitive, and it just doesn't seem to be something that you would think would be logical. I get that. But the problem is you remove it, you can re-serrate the tissue more. That's what happened to Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. When he was stabbed, I believe, with a stingray, he saw it in his heart. It stabbed him right in the heart, and then he pulled it out. And when he pulled it out, he made more damage, and that's what unfortunately caused him to die. If he could have just left it in place, and I know it's freaky, you know, because again, you're like, get it out, just like a bee sting. You're quick to jump. This is impulse. Well, same thing with the key. If they would have pulled this key out, it would have torn more brain tissue and you could have bled more, and now you have nothing putting pressure. So sometimes something impaling you, leave it there. Then what we do is we put you under anesthesia. We give you plenty of fluids, as long as you're not bleeding out. Then we carefully open up the area. We will cauterize vessels and try to control bleeding while we very delicately remove what stabbed you. And it's tough because I think a lot of people do worse to themselves, you know? All right. So Caden Willis, or Will, William, I had a new baby. This was in, wait a second. What's the new baby's name? Hold on. We got a new baby here. So for those of you guys that are really, really into the royals, the Duchess of Cambridge has given birth to her third child at St. Mary's Hospital. Kate is 36 years old, and she gave birth to George, little baby George, in about 10.5 hours after admitting. No, wait a second. George was first, then Charlotte. So what's the last baby's name? I don't know. I don't have all these babies. No, maybe the little baby is George. Do we know the royal baby's name? See, it seems like the royals always have the name William, George. No. George is the big boy. Okay, I don't think we know the little kid's name yet. Sorry. Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do. I think it's going to be like a real big, like, naming. Okay, so anyway, little brother and little sister seem happy. I apologize. I think the royals are really, really cool. I really dig them. I think they're awesome. I love that you have royal blood and you have all that. And I think that's really, really cool. You know, it's, you know, having some old school sort of kingdom, and it's cool, but I just don't, you know, pay attention as much as I should. Okay, how many of us have irritable bowel syndrome? I do. Boy, do I have irritable bowel. They're saying we are 30% more likely to develop Parkinson's, but an anti-inflammatory drug may cut our risk. Scientists have discovered that Parkinson's and irritable bowel may be linked by a protein that builds up in the brains and gut of people who suffer both. Now, researchers from Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai confirmed that people with IBD, or irritable bowel disease, were 30% higher risk of Parkinson's. But anti-inflammatory drugs could lessen it. Now, they say 1% of people over, I believe, is it 60 in the U.S., will be affected by Parkinson's. Now, Parkinson's causes tremors. You could have some mental cognitive loss. Usually, you get motor loss first. And Parkinson's is the second most common neurological disease after Alzheimer's. Have you guys been watching Distinguished Gentleman? That was a good movie. Designated Survivor. I don't know if you guys watch TV, but I can't call him Jack Bauer. Kiefer Sutherland, who used to do 24, right? Play Jack Bauer? Okay. They have him in a TV show called Designated Survivor. And I'm not ruining it for anybody that hasn't seen it. It really started out good. Now I don't get it. It's kind of, to me, like, doesn't make sense. But, so, Kiefer Sutherland is nothing like Jack Bauer in this show. So you will be disappointed. But basically, he is the designated survivor. He is the one that whenever they have the whole, I don't know, whenever the president and vice president and they do the, the speech at the beginning of the year, the State of the Union, whenever they do that, just in case somebody bombs the Capitol, there is one person that no one's supposed to know that's supposed to be the designated survivor. And so they get pulled aside and, you know, they're like, but I wanted to go to the State of the Union. And they're like, nope. They're like, please. They're like, no, you have to be the designated survivor. So they sit there and they twiddle their thumbs and then they miss it all. And they watch on TV and everybody's like, well, why didn't you show up? And, you know, they can't really say they were the designated survivor. So anyway, in the TV show, it looks like that was a good move for him because everybody dies at the Capitol except him. So he now becomes president. So in the last show, Michael J. Fox comes on. He's supposed to be some lead attorney, right, for some issue they're having, which I haven't really paid attention because the show's getting boring. But this is one of the first times we've been able to see Michael J. Fox since the Parkinson's diagnosis has really started to become severe. And I want you to watch his acting. Michael J. Fox, I've been a huge fan. I have been such a huge fan. Still am. I loved him in Back to the Future. I had the biggest crush on him. I just think he's excellent. He's so much fun to watch. He's great. It's hard to watch him now, and I have to say that. Seeing him suffer from Parkinson's, you see he can't sit still. He has to move his neck a lot. He has trouble with his facial expressions, but his word slur. And so if somebody didn't know that he was suffering from Parkinson's, they would have thought, you know, was he drunk? Was he? And the reason why I bring this up is when you have a family member that'll start slurring their words, that could be a sign of a neurological issue, whether it be a stroke, whether it be Alzheimer's, whether it be Parkinson's. So if you're like, gosh, you run your words together. Take out the car, put the dog in it. What? The car, put the dog in the car. And they start to garble their words a little bit more, that's a sign. And so I found myself, while I was watching this, I found myself leaning into the TV to try to understand what, you know, he was saying. And it's a shame. He's a great actor, but you see how it's taken hold. So, all right, if those of us that are irritable bowel, yeah, we may be screwed. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so with this E. coli outbreak that's spreading across the country, the CDC is saying if you don't know the source of your romaine lettuce, don't eat it. I don't know if you guys have heard, but the government is telling us to not eat romaine lettuce and we don't know where it came from. Now, I just had a salad last night at a restaurant. I've been really trying to bone up on my salads and veggies, and federal officials are saying don't eat it if you don't know where it came from. The CDC advisory now includes whole heads and hearts of romaine lettuce along with chopped and bagged romaine and salad mixes. The government believes the lettuce is from Yuma, Arizona region. It doesn't know specifically who grew, supplied, or distributed the contaminated vegetables. CDC says it could take an average of 3 to 4 days into coming in contact with E. coli for people to start feeling symptoms. It's a scary process. Very scary, they said. Apparently, Mia Zlupko is a high school dancer, loves eating healthy foods like salads. But after eating romaine salad from a local store in Pennsylvania, she started throwing up and having abdominal issues. She thought it was a stomach bug. And she was sitting there in the hospital. She was scared. After 4 days in the hospital, she was told she might be suffering from an autoimmune disease. And then the doctors came in and said, oh, it's E. coli. And they were all shocked because it takes a while. Sometimes it could take 3 days to grow out. So 64 people in 16 states have now been infected with the same exact strain of E. coli linked to romaine lettuce. And half of them have had to be hospitalized. So if you ate it and didn't really get that sick, or, you know, you felt like you had a little bit of a stomach bug, but you didn't tell anybody, those numbers would not be tallied. The CDC says most people develop symptoms like diarrhea, severe stomach cramps, vomiting, but will recover in a week. But 5 people sickened in this outbreak have already suffered a form of kidney failure called hemolytic uremic syndrome. So that is concerning. Now, a food safety attorney named Bill Marler, he said, what's concerning to me at this point is there's an unusually high hospitalization rate. Now, he represents Louise Frazier, who was suing Panera Bread, claiming she contracted E. coli after eating romaine lettuce at one of their restaurants in New Jersey and was then hospitalized for weeks. She said she was diagnosed with kidney failure and required several blood transfusions. She's now suing the restaurant and its supplier, Freshway Foods. Do you know how scary that is? To go and eat healthy, to grab a salad, or to ask for there to be lettuce on your sandwich, thinking you're doing good, only for you to end up in the hospital needing dialysis for renal failure that you may not be able to come back from. That is so freaky. According to the attorney, they say the restaurant, the grocery store is responsible for any of the food that they sell to you. If it is contaminated with a pathogen, it's defective. The chain of distribution that's supplied is ultimately responsible. Now, Panera Bread officials told CBS this morning they don't comment on pending litigation and they have resupplied with romaine from other regions. Freshway Foods has not responded to a request for comment, according to CBS News. So, Andrew Eskin, the director of food safety at the Pew Charitable Trust, says investigators will try to trace the romaine lettuce back to the farm, where it could have been contaminated by bacteria through irrigation water, animals, fertilizer, or other routes. Remember, E. coli comes from the colon. So some fecal matter could have gotten onto the food or into the water. The romaine could have also been cross-contaminated in a processing facility while it was being cut, washed, and bagged. It could take them months to figure this out. So, now what? Well, Consumer Reports is advising everybody to avoid all romaine lettuce. They said it's unrealistic to expect consumers to figure out whether the romaine was produced in Arizona. Now, this Mia Zlupko may make a full recovery. But going into kidney failure is frightening. Now, this is interesting. There's an article here written by a food expert who says there are 8 foods he refuses to eat because of all these food poisoning. So, remember there was a salmonella egg recall. Millions of eggs were recalled. This romaine lettuce. Remember listeria a few years back? So, Bill Marler, the same one, he has won more than $600 million for clients on foodborne illnesses. All right? In an article by Health Insider from Bottom Line and conversations with Business Insider, Marler has identified certain foods he has avoided and others we should be wary of. So he says he avoids all pre-washed fruits and vegetables or pre-cut like the plague. Now, my lunch today are these little carrots and celery sticks, pre-washed. He said, convenience may be nice, but because more people handling and processing the food means more chances for contamination. Apparently, a study back in 2010 for Consumer Reports found, quote, unacceptable levels of bacteria that commonly cause food poisoning in about a third of 208 salad bags tested. Now, does it mean they're all contaminated? No, but he likes to avoid those. Also, raw water. Never drink unfiltered, untreated water. Okay? Almost everything conceivable that can make you sick can be found in water. Even if it's the cleanest stream, there's still animal feces. There can be Giardia, intestinal infections, things like that. They say E. coli, cholera, hepatitis A, which led to 20 deaths last year in an outbreak in California, could be spread by untreated water. Another big thing is raw sprouts. Raw sprouts, that's hard to say. Sprout-related outbreaks are common. More than 30 bacterial outbreaks, primarily Salmonella and E. coli, in the past two decades. There have been too many outbreaks to not pay attention to the risk of sprout contamination. He doesn't even eat those. Uncooked flour. They say uncooked flour can actually spread bacteria. There was a study in the New England Journal of Medicine in the late 2015-2016 where 56 people in 24 states developed E. coli from eating raw or uncooked flour. Wasn't that also the uncooked cookie dough too? Remember Glenn Beck was eating like raw cookie dough? I love raw cookie dough. Don't do it. People think raw eggs are the biggest food poisoning threat in cookie dough, but it could be the flour. And you don't have to eat it raw. So, raw oysters. Okay, I don't eat oysters. A lot of foodborne illness linked to shellfish in the past 5 years. Why? Waters are warming, so there's more microbial growth. And raw oysters will, unfortunately, harbor these. Rare meat. A lot of people like rare meat. Donald Trump, I think, orders it well done. I like mine medium, a little pink. Meat has to be cooked to 160 degrees throughout to kill bacteria. Uncooked eggs. A lot of people like to do what Rocky Balboa did. And then there were huge salmonella epidemics in the 80s and early 90s. So, no more Rocky Balboa. I am going to drink an egg shake. Raw eggs are not smart to eat. However, we have just seen a recall of 206 million eggs from salmonella concerns. You've got to stay away from unpasteurized milk and juices. Okay? A lot of people like raw water, raw. They think raw is healthier. And they think that pasteurization depletes nutritional value. You guys know what pasteurization is? Pasteurization isn't sterilization. Pasteurization is where you heat it up and then you rapidly cool it. And that apparently kills a lot of bacteria and pathogens. So pasteurization is not dangerous. But raw beverages can be. You could get parasites, viruses, bacteria. So you got to make sure what you're drinking is pasteurized. So that comes from Bill Marler. Being reported by Business Insider. It stinks. You know, we really want to, you know, be trying to do things more natural, you know, probiotics even. You know, a big problem we have is our gut microbiome is different because we're not, you know, seeding it and colonizing it with our surroundings. We're, you know, eating processed food and preserved food so we get less bacteria, etc. But our gut microbiome is changing. So some people will say, fine, get a little dirt in your mouth. It's okay. You know, eat that apple from the tree. But we're different. We've evolved differently. We're a little bit more weak in terms of that. And so we can't be one and one with nature. Not yet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.